When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. It's the Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest tonight is a stand-up comedian, writer, and actor. He wrote and stars in the new film, Fire Island.
Babe, you don't need a boyfriend. You just need to learn how to protect yourself a little bit more, because all this romance bullshit is making you way too vulnerable. You're like an open wound.
Yeah, but I want the romance bullshit. I like the rom-com stuff, like kissing in the rain and standing outside my window with a boombox or confessing things in a gazebo. What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that. It's just like that. It doesn't happen in real life. The only real thing is you and me. The rest.
Fine. If you're so invested in this, I will try and get laid.
Please welcome to The Late Show, Joel Kim Booster.
This is crazy. I used to get grounded for watching your show. So this
That's
is very
wonderful.
Surreal.
Was it too scandalous or something, or too late?
I think it was lampooning a part of politics that my parents happen to really love.
I hope they're watching tonight.
Yeah. They're not.
The new movie, Fire Island, you're calling it a gay Pride and Prejudice.
Yes. That's what I'm
sure.
calling it. Yeah.
Appropriate for Pride Month.
Exactly.
There you
exactly.
go. Okay, tell us how you made the connection. Have you always been a Jane Austen fan?
I have always been a Jane Austen fan. When I was little, we would watch the BBC miniseries with Jennifer Ely and
Colin Firth.
Yes, sure, iconic. Yeah. And that was like sort of my mom and I's like yearly tradition. We would watch that together, and I'm a big fan of the Joe Wright version as well. And it wasn't until I went to Fire Island for the first time that I actually brought the book with me to read for the first time as an adult, and I was so struck by how relevant it actually felt to my experience going to that island and sort of navigating these weird sort of class systems that gay men sort of have created for themselves. Yeah, and I went with Bowen, my co-star in the movie, and he, you know, I just turned to him at one point and I was like, wouldn't it be funny if I wrote a gay Pride and Prejudice set on Fire Island? And he threw something at me and everyone booed. And it just became this like threat that I would, you know, threaten to write year after year. And then, you know, we kept going back to the island and I would bring different Jane Austen books with me. And it just slowly started to crystallize. And I realized it was, as dumb as it sounded, a really good idea.
Are there parallel characters? Like, are you Darcy? Are you Elizabeth?
I'm Elizabeth. I'm Lizzie Bennet.
Is Bowen Jane?
Bowen is Jane, yes.
Okay.
And Conrad Riccamora, who's in the movie, is my Darcy. I think he is, you know, no offense to Colin Firth, but I think he's the best Darcy out there.
Yeah. Now, for people out there who aren't from the New York area or don't know the history of Fire Island, what's so special about Fire Island in this regard?
So Fire Island, and actually, it's just a small section of Fire Island. The Pines and Cherry Grove, it's just a strip of land off of Long Island. And it is, for, you know, close to a century, it has been a safe haven for queer people to escape to, where there are no cars, there's very little cell phone service, and there are no straight people either. And so, yeah, it's been a really, you know, it was really transformative for me to go for the first time, because I don't think a lot of people realize sort of the weight that queer people carry around with them navigating straight society day in and day out. We love you, but
to have an opportunity
to have
not
an opportunity
other.
To go, you know, and have that weight lifted suddenly, it was really, really powerful. Yeah.
Well, you also have cast in this movie. The great Margaret Cho is in the movie. Is she Lady Catherine de Bourgh?
No, she is Mrs. Bennet. She is our Mrs. Bennet.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You a longtime fan?
She changed my life. I mean, she completely blew open sort of my own conception of what was possible for myself in this industry. I can draw a straight line from All American Girl to this movie because I think that show was the first time I ever saw myself represented on screen. And I think, you know, I just remember sitting like inches away from the TV watching that show, just being enthralled. And it wasn't until I saw Margaret that I thought, oh, I could do that. I could be an actor. I could be on television.
You're not just a performer in this, not just a star of this. You also wrote it. You're also an executive producer of it. Do you enjoy being the boss?
Yeah, I guess you could.
There's a lot of pressure.
I'm a little bossy. It was really gratifying, though. I think, like, I've always looked up to people like, you know, Issa Rae and Phoebe Waller-Bridge and, like, people who are multi-hyphenates and who are doing it all. And so to get there and actually have the opportunity to do it and to be really good at all of it was really gratifying, yeah.
Now, I understand that comedy wasn't the first choice, that originally you wanted to write dramas.
Yeah, I actually...
What happened?
So I went to school and my emphasis was in playwriting. Okay. I wanted to write, like, eventually for The Wire. You know, that was, like, my big dream in college. And I kept writing these plays that were very serious. They were, you know, about matricide and incest. And, like, people would come and just find them to be so funny. and I was always like, what is happening? And it's just something that's in me. I think, you know, it developed as a defense mechanism growing up, and I couldn't help but write really funny characters. And so eventually I moved to Chicago to be a playwright and an actor, and I got really frustrated, I think, with, you know, at the time, Asian people, we weren't having the conversations we're having about diversity right now. And so I got called in to be a Chinese food delivery boy like 5 times, I think, in 1 year in Chicago. And I was really frustrated with that, and I decided to try stand-up because it felt like the only outlet where I could be myself and really, you know, tell an honest version of myself on stage, and the rest is sort of history.
There are some very famous lines, if you wouldn't mind trying something, there's some very famous lines from Jane Austen in general, but also Pride and Prejudice very specifically, and I'm wondering whether you could translate them from early 19th century England into modern-day Fire Island vernacular for us.
Okay, yeah, okay? I can definitely try.
This is possibly the most famous one here. It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife.
So that one, I think, translates pretty seamlessly into everybody knows if you're a guy with a big dick, you have a lot of options.
Stop right there. Not gonna get better than that. Or so I've heard.
Yeah.
Fire Island is streaming now on Hulu. It's Joel Kim Booster, everybody. Joel, thank you so much for being here.
This has been The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wildcard, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.